2 dead, 10 injured in Cairo attacks. 2 separate incidents have killed 2 people and injured at least 10 more in the centre of Cairo, Egypt. In one, a man wanted by Egyptian authorities on terrorism charges blew himself up after detonating explosives strapped to his body. Ihab Yusri Yassin was being chased by police at the time in connection to a bomb blast at a Cairo bazaar on April 7, in which the bomber and 3 foreign tourists died. He was carrying the identification card of the bomber who perpetrated the bazaar attack. The other attack occurred 2 hours later and was carried out by the fiancé and the sister of the man killed earlier. The 2 women, both in their early 20s, opened fire on a tourist bus outside Cairo's Egyptian Museum. One of the assailants was shot dead by the police, who quickly cordoned off the area for fear of further attacks. It appears these attacks are being orchestrated within a tight circle of family and friends, and are not part of a wider network. These and other recent attacks have sparked fears there may be a resurgence of a terrorism campaign against foreign tourists. The 1990s saw a string of high-profile attacks against foreigners and almost decimated Egypt's tourism industry. There had been a lull in violence since an Egyptian crackdown resulted in the imprisonment of 16,000 suspected militants. In October, 2 simultaneous bombings on Sinai resorts, which killed 34 people, ended that calm.